views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. And you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, folks, I want to invite you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I've used personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, going through abuse and a divorce, and soaring above it all and meeting Mr. Right and having the life that I only dreamed about. Now, all my secrets are in these 10 empowering videos. So to get that, you sign up for the free newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. Now, Christopher, how are you today, my friend?
I have a cold and I don't feel very well. Other than that, I'm fine, though. I'm in a good mood. I just don't feel well.
Well, I want to thank you for taking my cooties.
Is that what happened?
You know what? We better like not say it like that. Folks, I'm in Canada and he's in Rhode Island. We shared the germs through the microphones, right?
No, it's the energy. That's what it is.
Well, you said, didn't you? You said I'm going to be sick. Like, I'm taking your cold next week.
Well, that's what I did. I took your cold away and now I have it.
And, you know, I never get sick. This is so crazy. Like, this temperature change. We had a major storm here last night. So bad that our temperature dropped by 30 degrees.
Wow.
In hours. And we have the snow. Well, I went out today and the snow is up to my knees. And we had the grass showing. My husband and I were talking about, you know, starting to do some landscaping and you know, getting ready for the fun
spring.
Spring stuff,
yeah.
Right? And then we get this snow and it's higher than my knees. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's crazy this weather. So, not surprised there's, you know, not more people sick.
Well, hopefully the crocuses don't croak.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's really
that's
good
supposed to be funny, Sue.
Okay, well, I that's, you know, our show today, what it's about, right? It's about men and women understanding each other and relationship rules. So what men think are funny, women don't, you know.
Well, I thought crocuses croaking, I thought that was very funny. And crocuses are the first flowers to come up in the spring. So I thought it was funny that if it snowed, the crocuses croak. You don't get it.
Okay, yes, I get it.
All right.
But see, I'm so tired of winter, and I'm not a negative person, as you know, but I almost felt like getting out there with the blow dryer and blowing, like, melting that snow. It's insane this year. But on a positive note, you know what? We have a nice roof over our head. We have heat, and, you know, Ross and I are just really making the best of it here in our little house. It's in our coyote country, in our brand new house with our puppies. So, you know, we're getting back to the basics and, you know, it's slowing us down, the weather. So I guess we should look at that as a blessing, right?
Absolutely. And when you say little house, I think of Alice Ingram there.
Allison. Yeah,
Allison, because of Little House on the Prairie.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Yeah. So, you know, as you were talking about the crocuses, you know, one of the things that I did for my cold to get rid of it, as long as it did take, was a tea tree oil steam tent. Have you ever done that?
I don't even know what that is, but I think you told me about it last week. Tell us again.
Okay, what it is, you take tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is like an aromatherapy, right? Tea tree oil is awesome. It's a natural antiseptic, I guess you call it. And what you do is you put a couple drops in steaming water, like you boil your kettle and you just put a few drops, not a lot, because it can actually burn you, like burn your lungs and your eyes. And then you put a towel over your head and you breathe it in for about a minute or two. And it you breathe those vapors in, and it's very healing for you, and it helps to get rid of all your germs. So, yeah, my kids were texting me, and I, both Ross and I went over to see the kids, and we thought we were doing better, and then we'd see the kids the next day. They said, okay, you know, thanks for sharing your germs. We got this, the tea tree oil tent going out here. So it's kind of a thing that our family does, but it works. Try it. Trust me, it works.
And how do you say it again? The tutorial tent? Is that how you say it?
A tea tree oil steam tent.
Oh, tea tree oil steam tent. Okay.
Yes. Is that my accent coming out again?
Yeah. See, I thought it was like a, you know, like you give a tutorial to somebody and like a tent, like the kind you go camping in. And that's what I thought you meant.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. This show is so perfect for you and I, you know, my friend.
It's our relationship.
And you know what? We didn't even practice this, did we?
It sounds staged, but it's not.
No, actually, we love each other very much. And we've been told, folks, that Christopher and I have been brother and sister in past life, haven't we?
Yes, so, we are, sis.
Yeah, and you know, he used to say BS. I'd write like BB, like meaning big brother. And then he used to write BS. I didn't like that. And so now I'm LS, aren't I?
Yes. Because I think you called me little brother, and then when you said little brother, then the only way I could call you anything would be big sister, and the initials are BS.
Yeah, well, so. BS isn't really nice to get, so
no,
we
it's
had
not.
To change that. Uh-huh. Oh, the life of Christopher and Sue, right?
That's right. A book's coming soon.
Yeah, so why don't we want to give a book away of mine today, because this is like, as we talked about a few weeks ago, this is the month of two of my babies, I'm tongue-tied here. To celebrate that, I'm going to give away a copy of my life story, which is Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And then you're also going to get a copy of the two children's books in the Rocky's Journey series, which is Rocky's Trip to the Hospital and Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. So the first caller to call Christopher and say, I'd love to get that set, give them a call at what number, Christopher? And of course, they have to come into the station too, correct?
So if they're local, if they're not in the area, then we'll send it to them, of course. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And local listeners, you can also call us at 401-322-9091.
Okay. And if you're going to pick it up at the station, do you want to tell them where the station is?
We are located 58B High Street behind Perks and Corks in downtown Westerly.
Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about the show today. Now, honestly, folks, Christopher and I did not like do this little bantering. Like, this wasn't planned or anything. This is just us having our weekly fun here. But our show today is really, really an awesome topic. We're going to be talking with Janice Hoffman, and it's about the topic is relationship rules. And I have to tell you that I have read Janice's book, and Janice is going to give a copy away today on the show. Now, this book, I have to tell you, it is absolutely the most incredible book. It's an easy read, but it's great for couples that have some things going on. To me, it's common sense, because that's how Ross, my husband Ross, and I have our everyday life, and we're very close, as many of you who have met us have seen that. But these are great things to always, you know, keep in mind. And as I was reading this book, we have a daughter that's engaged, and I was thinking that, you know, if you have a child or of yourself is engaged, you're getting married, this is an awesome shower gift or to put with a wedding gift. So the book is Relationship Rules, 12 Strategies for Creating a Love That Lasts. Our guest is Janice Hoffman. And now what makes Janice really unique is that her mentor is John Gray. And John, as you may know, is the best-selling author of Men Venus books. And with Janice working closely with John Gray, she's seen the changes in thousands of couples. She has trained over 550 Mars Venus workshop facilitators and counselors worldwide and developed curriculum for the Mars Venus Institute. Now, Janice has been featured in numerous articles and is a popular guest on radio and TV. Janice specializes in raising the awareness of our differences while teaching communication skills necessary to maintain a healthy and passionate relationship. Now, I really encourage you to go to her website, check her out, learn about her, and if you don't win the copy of the book tonight, purchase a copy of her book. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. So her website is janicehoffman.com. That I'll spell it for you. It's JanicehOffman .com. So let's bring Janice on, then we'll go to a quick commercial, and then we'll get started. So Janice, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here, and welcome and hello to all your listeners out there, and I can't wait to share some relationship skills with everyone.
Yeah, well, I love your book, and I think it's an awesome
book. Thank you so much.
Because it makes sense. You know, sometimes you read stuff and it's like, I don't get that. I look at it as it's common sense. It's things that, you know, both my husband and I put into our routine every day, and it really works. It really is important strategy. So I'm really glad that you wrote that book and is sharing that.
Thank you.
So what I'm thinking is, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit about your book, and then we will share how somebody can win your book. And then, folks, if you want to call in and ask Janice any of your questions, you can call in today. And the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, the number to phone is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So that address again is TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Janice is going to get right into it, telling you about her book, and then we're going to start talking about these strategies. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we've got the amazing Janice Hoffman with us today, and we're talking about relationship rules, and we're going to talk about 12 strategies for creating a love that lasts. Now, before we start talking about that, Christopher, I understand that we have a winner of the books. My books?
Yes, we do. We have Cecilia Boulier of Westerly, who's also, by the way, celebrating a birthday tomorrow, she says. So this is a nice little birthday present for her.
Well, happy birthday, my dear. I always love when, you know, we can give something away and it's someone's birthday, because you know how I am with birthdays. So that would make her an R Aries. I think she'd be an Aries.
Already? So, I don't think Aries started that soon.
I don't know. Well, I know both my daughters are the end of March and they're Aries. So
I think we might still be Pisces right now. We have to check on that.
Is that right? Oh, okay. You do your little search there and you check and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Anyways, so congratulations there, my friend. Okay, so let's get right into this, Janice. I love your book. It's great.
I'm just so happy. You love it.
Let's talk about it. Tell everybody about it, because I think everyone who has any challenges with their relationship need to get a copy of it.
Well, so the book stemmed partially from speaking on the Mars-Venus material and realizing there were certain things I could say as a woman that John Gray couldn't say when he was speaking, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Plus, I was so immersed in the material, having been trained by him and working with his staff, that I was starting to come up with other ideas and concepts and techniques that people could use, but I couldn't incorporate them into the Mars-Venus workshop because it was a set curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, coupled with having gone to a therapist when I was married and having them tell me what to do but not how to do it.
Yeah.
My frustration was I had so much frustration because I was so willing, but I didn't know how. And so I would try all these things that didn't work, thinking that, you know, I was doing something wrong. And that was before Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus came out. Mm-hmm. So my book is partly the how-to book, also with the Mars-Venus philosophy mixed in there.
And I like it how you do know what to do. Like, it tells you, leave notes and, you know, the different steps you tell people to do. It's a great book. And that's why, you know, I was mentioning that if, you know, you're listening and you've got somebody that, you know, either yourself is getting married or your children, it's really a great book to build a good foundation for your kids. So,
I tell people it's the best insurance policy you can buy for somebody who's getting married.
Yes,
because, you know, all the answers are there, and it's just a matter of executing them properly. I hate to use the word execute, but, you know, just being able to live the rules, really.
Yeah, and you know, I like it. I was reading your material over, and, you know, the question is, are men and women really different? And after having a first marriage, this is my second marriage. I say my first marriage was my practice marriage. And I got it right this time. But men and women, when I went into my first marriage, I thought everybody was the same. They really are different, aren't they?
We so are. I mean, we are the same in that we're the same species. We're humans. We're the same in that we all want to be loved, and we all want to give love and receive love, and we all want to be in a loving family and have friends and have a work that we love. We all want that. But how we go about it, it's like one of us takes a freeway and the other one takes a country road. We're still going to the same destination. We just go about it very differently.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because years ago, my husband Ross and I, we met John Gray. And he was doing a talk, and he was talking about, you know, men go to their cave. And this has been 10 years maybe since last time we saw him. And ever since that, when Ross needs his space, he'll say, okay, Sue, I'm going to my cave now. So that's my cue, knowing, okay, he needs his time, he needs his space, and to honor that. And that's been our little cue that, you know, we give each other. you know?
Yeah, the other great thing about that you probably don't realize is you don't have to take his behavior personally because he just told you he needs cave time.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't have to take him wanting to be alone, separate from you, as some sort of sign of unhappiness or dissatisfaction or anything negative.
Right. And that's what I have to say that I now have that is a secret to success in our marriage is that we have communication. And that is a very, very important tool to have in a marriage. Correct?
It's everything. I mean, it's everything. I mean, you don't have communication. You know, I have this theory about no-go zones. If you can't talk about the kids without having an argument, if you can't talk about finances without it going south, and if you can't talk about careers without, you know, somebody getting upset, you have all these topics, which I call no-go zones, and if you run out of things that you can talk about, all that does is put a bunch of space between you and your partner, and that's not going to grow passion.
Now, I know we got people listening, and you know, maybe these are women saying, okay, my husband doesn't communicate with me. How do you address that? What do you say to those people and to the men that don't want to communicate or talk?
You know, typically, a reason a man doesn't communicate is because he doesn't feel safe, which probably is going to make all the women kind of go, ah, you know, there's nothing I do that makes him not feel safe. It's safety around his feelings. Mm-hmm. Because men's self-esteem is so tied into their ability to be the one to get the job done and be the can-do guy and be the problem solver and protect his family and provide and make sure everybody's happy. So when she says she's not happy, and she starts to tell him what she's unhappy about, that really is a killer to his self-esteem.
Yeah.
And one of the things that women can do to motivate their man to open up and talk about what's bothering them or share their feelings or get closer to them is whenever they do share something, to not make them wrong, and especially in that moment. Like, maybe you don't agree, but don't make them wrong in the moment, and then maybe later say, can you tell me more about that? You know, I really want to understand where you're coming from because I don't think I do. Uh-huh. And because sometimes, you know, one of the things I hear from men a lot and it makes me really sad is a man will think about doing something nice for his wife or for his partner. Uh-huh. And then he thinks, well, if I do this, she might expect it. And then if I don't do it a lot or again, then it might come back to bite me later.
Right.
Or he bought flowers before, but he didn't buy the right kind, and so he thinks about buying flowers again, and then he remembers getting, you know, kind of bawled out or criticized for not getting the right flowers, and so men are starting to withhold their love in terms of loving acts of demonstrating their love, and we don't want men to do that. So, you know, letting a man share his feelings and not make him wrong, letting him off the hook when he makes a mistake, not permanently, but for the moment, talk about it later. Those are the things that are going to make a man feel safe enough to open up and share. And that's going to, and that will create motivation and all the other things that go with that.
Right, right. Yeah. So, folks, I know we've had a lot of people asking about, you know, communication and that. So that was a great answer to help a lot of people there. Now, in your book, you talk about 12 relationship rules.
Another thing women can do is they can, when they want something from their partner, is they can remind him of a time when he made her happy. You know, if they want to go out to dinner, and they remind him of a time that he took her out to dinner and they had a really great time. Maybe recall the restaurant the whole evening and say, you know, we had so much fun. I so appreciated you taking me out to dinner. Do you think we could do that again? And he's going to jump at the opportunity because he's like, oh, that made her happy and she wants me to do that. Because men, they like, you know, they'll follow what works. If this works, they'll just keep doing it. And so then he's motivated to do it. And so reminding him of the time that he made you happy before you make a request is a great way to motivate a man.
Right. And I do that too. And, you know, I'll say, do you remember when we did that? Do you remember, you know, and picnics are big for us. Chris, you've heard me say this a lot, that to me, what is so important to me is not going to fancy like a live show or anything, but just going for a nice picnic by the water and having that quality time. And that's what's important. And I know Ross has picked that up about me, that if there's ever like a time where I'm down or whatever, or really focused or stressed or something, he'll say, hey, let's go for a picnic. And he packs the picnic and then we go. And then we do that for each other. So yeah, it's good that you pick up from each other different things and remember that, keep notes of what makes them them happy or feel special. And that's been our secret anyways.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely have the formula.
Yeah. That's why I was excited about your book, because it's like, we do that, but that's so great. Everyone should be doing that. Now,
there's a survey on my homepage of my website for people to take, so they can kind of see where they are in the barometer of, you know, do I do that? Do I not do that? Mm-hmm. On the rules in the book. So.
Oh, that's great. Well,
something
folks,
they can do. Yeah.
Do you want, that's on your website, JaniceHoffman.com, correct?
Right. It's on the homepage.
Folks, check that out after the show.
Yeah.
Now, why don't we tell everybody, you're so kindly giving away a book tonight during the show. And how we're doing this is that, how are we doing this? Do you want everyone to email you? The first person who emails you will get a copy? Or do you want them to call in now and then we get their information?
I guess we should have talked about this before the show. I'm good with them sending me an email, and I could shoot a copy off from where I live here in Boulder. Colorado, or somebody can call in if they have questions about their partner or their relationship.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? Folks, you're going to send an email to Janice and say you'd like to win the copy of her book, and then the first person that does that, to like sends her that email, you're going to include your information. Now, you're going to need, Janice, their name, their address, email, phone number.
Yep. Name, address, okay. Phone number, and email.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, so just email Janice. And Janice, is this correct? Sending an email at janice@janicehoffman.com?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And if they would like me to autograph it, have them put to whom they would like me to sign it to.
Perfect. Okay, and so that's Janice at Janice.
I run the board for the show every Thursday, usually.
JaniceHoffman.
Good to see you. Hi there, I'm Chris.
Oh, I think Chris...
Oh, sorry. I was talking to somebody else and my mic was on. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's meant for you, eh, Janice?
We'll let him off the hook. It's okay.
We're having so much fun. Chris, you're doing things tonight that are making it easy for me.
Well, I'm glad I'm making it easy. That's our relationship.
I know. And folks, we really do love each other. Okay, so before Chris was talking there, you're going to email Janice at janice@janicehoffman.com to win a copy of the book. So let's give you that opportunity to send that email now. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, you're going to learn what's the most important of the 12 relationship rules. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we have an awesome show, and we're having a lot of fun here, I got to tell you. We have got Janice Hoffman here today, and she's talking about relationship rules. We have her book here today, and it's Relationship Rules, 12 Strategies for Creating a Love That Lasts. And Janice has so kindly offered to give one of our lucky listeners a free copy. Now, what you're going to do to get it is you're going to send her an email at her email address, janice@janicehoffman.com. That's spelled J-A-N-I-C-E at J-A-N-I-C-E-H-O-F-F-M-A-N.com. And you're going to include all your information. Now, one person is going to win this book. So, you want to do it kind of quickly in order to be able to win this. And folks, if you don't have a chance to win it, I really encourage you to go to her website, pick up a copy. Because as I was saying earlier, this is an awesome gift to give to a couple just starting out. It's really great strategies that both my husband and I, we have put into practice every day. And it's really the secret behind the success of us having a really great marriage. And this is a great tools to give to a couple just starting out to help them to get a foundation. Now, Janice, before the break, we were saying that we were going to talk, first of all, about what's the most important of the 12 relationship rules. So what would you say is the number one of the most important?
You know, I get asked that a lot. And and I always kind of come back to, you know, they're all important, which is seems like a kind of cliche answer.
Yeah.
And even when I start having a favorite, I'll still change my mind. But the one that's the most popular amongst all the people who have bought my book is rule number 10, which is take responsibility for your own happiness.
Yeah, that's the one
kind
I
of contradicts. Yeah, the very first rule is help your partner succeed in making you happy. So they're not contradictory each other. More, let's say you and your husband are going to meet for lunch.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to meet at noon at this Mexican restaurant, and you sit there and you wait half an hour. He doesn't show up, and so you leave. So you have a choice to be upset, get mad, and stay mad or not. I mean, the choice is up to you. You can, when he gets home, you can say, hey, what happened? Or you can call him or text or whatever. I mean, the communication, and you figure out what was going on. He wrote it down in his calendar, the wrong day. It was a mistake anybody could have made. You let him off the hook, and you reschedule your lunch date, and you move on. But mm-hmm. The responsibility for your happiness for the rest of the day lies within you.
Right.
Not within him. And it's funny because when couples start dating, especially the beginning of a relationship, a man might say, you know, I'm here to make you happy and you don't have to worry about a thing and I'm going to take care of everything or comments along those lines. And it's almost as if we have this unconscious written contract in our mind where we're signing over a part of the responsibility as women for our happiness because now we have this man in our life and he's
offered to take part of that responsibility off our shoulders. Because as a single person, you're 100% responsible for your happiness, right? Uh-huh. And so what happens in a relationship is something will happen and she'll become unhappy and think, well, it must be his fault because I was happy before he showed up. And he did this thing and now I'm not happy and so it must be all his fault.
Right.
You know,
yes,
I
totally agree.
That's blame.
Actually, I've got the page marked in the book, and it's rule number 10, take responsibility for your own happiness. That's the one I felt was important, too. So you and I are like twins, girl.
If I may chime in, I think it's definitely built into the man's psyche where we have to be like showboaters in the beginning. And that whole I'll take care of you thing, and I think Lena can relate, and a lot of other women out there can relate. It's almost like we're putting on a performance, and I don't know if that's like, you know, a male ego type of thing. And it makes it sound like I'm saying, you know, all men are like, you know, full of vanity and full of themselves. And I don't mean it like that. I think it's just like a bird, for example, because we have birds at home and the male birds are always strutting around showing their feathers. And I think that's what we guys tend to do at the beginning of a relationship. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I say that all the time because women will say, you know, I went on a date with this guy and all he did was talk about himself. And I said, he was trying to, it's like sell you a new car. He's trying to sell you him. He's
right.
A peacock. You know, he's pulled his feathers all nice and pretty and stretched around. And see this feather, I was captain of the football team. And see this feather, I top salesman at my work. And see this feather. And, you know, they're trying to sell us on who they are. So sometimes we misinterpret even that with, wow, he's got kind of a big head. You know, or he's not asking me questions about myself. Maybe that. So I mean, that's why, you know, you're saying, Sue, that you and your husband have great communication. Oh, warms my heart. I mean, honest to God.
Yeah, we people comment
because
about that a lot.
You know what? We're role modeling all the time. And because you and your husband have great communication, you're role modeling all the time for everybody.
Well, you know, it's funny. And Chris, you and I have talked about this on the show. I think it's important as a couple to be an example for your kids as well. And our kids see your relationships, right? And they comment. And it's funny because we have four daughters. And we have this thing where Ross will write me poems and for holidays, for birthdays, for any occasions, or if he just wants to write a poem, he writes a poem. Well, it's gotten to be that our girls will say to their husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, you know, Dad writes a poem to Mom. You know, I'd like that if you would do that for me. So now it's gotten to be that every holiday or whenever there's like poem time, they're all saying, well, what did Dad say in the poem this time? And then they'll say, this is what he wrote me. And I had a date with two of our daughters a couple of weeks ago, and they were sharing the poems that their boyfriends had given them. So it's amazing how I'm really glad that our kids see that it is great to have that relationship. They see our relationship, but they want that for themselves. They're not settling. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So Chris, you know, now, are you ready?
My parents went out every Saturday night when we were kids. It was just like their date night. And we just thought it was normal. And so when I got married, as soon as we had kids, we got a babysitter and we said, can you be here every Saturday? Mm-hmm. You know, indefinitely.
Yeah, we have
even if we had an argument in the afternoon, we still went out.
Now, Christopher, we're going to like let you share your secrets. What's your special thing you do? You know about Ross's poems?
Oh, geez. And now here comes the vanity. I don't know if I can narrow it down to just one thing.
Well, something that you can say on the air, okay, my friend?
why were you saying that? I'm saying something.
I don't know.
I'm saying something family friendly here.
That's good.
I would definitely say I have the ability to relate. In other words, I can easily put myself in somebody else's shoes. And I can see it from their point of view. I think I've got a gift to do that.
Okay.
Sometimes, anyway. Lena might disagree with that, but I think I've got that.
Share the real truth on that, Christopher, with us.
I think I've got that ability, though. I think that's why I can easily, like when I go, not easily, but when I go around and sell advertising during the day, I think that's what helps me with that talent is to the ability to see through somebody else's eyes.
Okay. And
men
normally do that?
Well, some men can. Some men can't. They don't do it so easily. It doesn't come natural to them, you know, real easily. They have to kind of think about it, you know. What you can do is you can ask a man what he thinks about, like, you know, what do you think about
love, you know, or what do you think about faith, or what do you think about joy, or, you know, some just non-emotional word, and then ask him how he feels. Ask him the same sentence and change the word from think to feel. Give him a moment, because he has to go from one side of his brain to the other, and they can't do it as quickly as women can, because that's why we can multitask, like we were talking earlier. Mm-hmm. We can multitask because we're like little jet airplanes going from one side of our brain back to the other and back and forth and back and forth. So when you ask a man how he thinks, what he thinks about something, that's one side of his brain. How he feels about something is the other side of his brain, and you won't get the same answer, which is a good thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And you also have to create a safe space in which, you know, he can tell you what he thinks or feels and not be made wrong for it. Because when you make him wrong for it, you enter into a parental situation, because you just became mom and he just became the little boy who's getting bawled out by his mother.
Yes.
That's what's going on for them. They don't see us as being helpful.
We have this thing in our house where when Ross is my husband, he's my husband. I call him my husband, right? And when he's with the girls and he's like really acting crazy and, you know, like acting like a brother, I'll say, you know, okay, you're supposed to be the father, not the brother. Like, you know, like, and that's his cue. Like, okay, right. Like we're out in public and you shouldn't be acting that way or something like that. Like we have little cues for each other. That we do, but I think he likes to do that just to tease me, as I'm sure you know, Christopher. You've done it with him when we've been out.
Yes, together. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I think we have to take a commercial break right now, Chris.
Yes.
We're at that time again.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, again, JaniceHoffman.com. We are going to come back. We're going to talk more about how men and women deal with stress. This is pretty cool too. So check out JaniceHoffman.com. There's so much great stuff there. If you haven't already had the opportunity to send Janice an email, there is one lucky person going to win a copy of her book, Relationship Rules, 12 Strategies for Creating a Love That Lasts. So we're going to take that quick break. So stay tuned. We'll be back with so much more.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, we are having an awesome show today. We've got Janice Hoffman here, and we're talking about relationship rules. She's got a great book called Relationship Rules, 12 Strategies for Creating a Love That Lasts. Her website is janicehoffman.com. So, Janice, let's talk now. Men and women, we've been talking about, are definitely different. As we know, men and women handle stress differently. Now, why is that important? Can you share that with everybody?
It's important because we can easily take our behavior or our partner's behavior personally when indeed it's really they're just behaving the way their brains are wired. And so a good example of that is a couple, they have a heated argument. One of them says, I can't do this anymore, and storms off, and the wife goes in the bedroom, slams the door, and starts crying and comes to the awareness that, you know, I don't want to argue and fight. I want to get along, and decides that she wants to make up and comes out of the bedroom and finds him sprawled out on the Lazy Boy with a beer and a bag of chips watching a football game. And it's been only 5 or 10 minutes. And she thinks to herself, well, I can't be very important to him if he can just so easily enjoy himself after we just had an argument about something that was very important to me. Mm-hmm. When indeed he is able to men have an ability, they have a great ability, as I'm very jealous of, and the ability is that they can disassociate from their feelings. And so when they go out to hunt for a meal and they see a deer, they don't think of Bambi. They can disassociate. I need to bring dinner home for my family.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. That's what a part of men I don't understand.
They have this great ability to disassociate. It has nothing to do with whether or not they care or how much they care. It means I can't deal with this right now. I'm going to take a little vacation. I'm going to move over to this other side of my brain. That's all mm-hmm. it means.
Now,
without
Chris,
knowing, you could take it very personally. And that's one of the ways that men will process their stress is by disassociating from their feelings.
Now let's ask Chris. Is that how you think? Is that how you work, Chris?
No, I think I'm different from all other guys.
Okay.
No, I think, yeah, you know what? I think maybe a little bit. But as far as you're mentioning feelings and emotions, I think I'm a lot more emotional than the average guy.
Yeah, and you know, you said you were very empathic, so that makes sense, too. In fact, you know, sometimes you have a role reversal in a relationship where the woman is more Martian, if you will, and the woman is more, like, from Venus, if you will, and he likes to talk and share his feelings and much more in touch with his feelings, and she's more the one who needs to have alone time. And
let me put it this way. Tonight, if I'm still up, I probably will flip on the Lifetime Movie Network.
There you go.
Okay, moving on. Thanks for that comment there, Christopher. Okay, so let's talk about what do women complain about the most about men?
You know, they complain that they don't listen, and men misinterpret mm-hmm. the word listen. You know, women all use the English language to communicate, but we attach different meanings to the words. So when we say, I want you to listen, he thinks you know, if I need to repeat back anything you said, I need to really pay attention and look at you and give you my full attention. Yeah. And when she says, I want you to listen, what she wants you to do, which Chris is so good at, is she wants you to feel what it was like to be in her shoes.
However.
Walk in her shoes.
However.
Feel what it felt like to be me.
You're hitting the nail right on the head here. This is a big issue. Lena thinks that a lot of the times that I don't listen to her. Which is not the case at all. A lot of times my head, again, this gets back to the multitasking thing, and my head is on something else, and it's not because I don't want to listen to her. It's because I'm worried about something or I'm obsessing about something else. So she'll explain something to me, and I'll only hear part of it, and she gets so upset at me. You don't want to be around when that happens.
I think you answered the next question I was going to ask Janice, and that was, what's the biggest complaint men have about women?
That they play games. I mean, it's actually changed. I mean, men are just so fed up with the game playing. And,
really?
And
okay.
Part of it is, you know, we have asked for what we wanted. We have made ourselves vulnerable for the most part. We, you know, we've gone there, and for whatever reason, in our experience, it didn't work. So instead of saying, you know, when you took me out to dinner to Chili's over on the bay, it was so nice. We had such a good time, and I just would love to do that again with you. Instead of saying that, we say, you never take me out anymore. You know, how come we never got to dinner? You know, or something along those lines, something negative. And he'll go into his calendar in his mind and say, we just went out on, you know, January 14th at 5 o'clock at this, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's taking it literally. And so part of it is we don't want to make ourselves vulnerable and get rejected. And
right.
We don't want to not get what we want. And so part of it is the fear of being rejected. And so we play games. The other part of that men are complaining about is women have become so much like men. You know, we've entered the workforce and the equality and all that. But some women have taken on some of the worst qualities of men, and it's not attractive. You know, the proof of that is you have more people, more women incarcerated for violent crimes. You have domestic violence is sometimes the woman, not necessarily the man.
Mm-hmm.
They're aggressive sexually. It's very, very different.
Yeah.
And, you know, holding on to our femininity is where our power really lies.
Yeah.
Not becoming like men.
It is really changed over the years. I know we like to watch Little Secret About Us. We like to watch that TV show, Leave It to Beaver. And when we watch that, you know, we'll say, look at, you know, how Mom Cleaver is always in the kitchen. And, you know, in our house, we share the jobs and the chores and stuff like that. It's about togetherness, you know. So life definitely is different, you know, since years gone by, right? I just want to say, we're almost out of time here, and I want to make sure that you share with everybody, you have got an awesome new program for teens out. Can I get you to share that? And no pressure. You got about a minute, okay?
Okay. Well, yes, I love talking about my teen dating program. I started this program in 1997 in Boulder Valley School District, and I've been teaching this program I'm in my 18th year, and it's been my dream to take this program nationally so that teenagers all across the country can benefit from this two-hour program, which teaches guys and girls, juniors and seniors, what they're thinking and feeling and why they behave the way they do at that age. Because it's juniors and seniors, they really don't have a clue about dating. There's nobody out there telling them how to do it right or giving them communication and relationship skills. And so they can go to my website. There's a tab called Get Smart Dating. There's two videos from a TV show from two different high schools. They can see the program in process. It's a two-hour program.
Okay.
And if they're interested in becoming a facilitator or having the program brought to their school or to their community, just shoot me an email and we'll make it happen.
Perfect. Well, Janice, it has been a joy having you on the show. And Christopher, thank you for honestly sharing everything in your relationship.
I could go on, but the show's over.
we'll bring her back. How's that sound? And we'll make the show all about like the dating game. Maybe we'll have Lena call in and share what it's like with living with you. How's that?
Oh, boy.
That
folks,
would be fun.
I really, really want to encourage you to purchase a copy of Janice's book. Now, Janice, very quickly, can you tell everybody they can get it through your website? Do you want?
They can get it through my website. It'll link them to Amazon.com, which unfortunately says temporary out of stock, so it may take a while if they order it through Amazon.
Okay.
If they order it through me through an email, I can autograph it and get it out to them real quick.
Perfect. Well, Janice, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been truly a pleasure having you on the show, and thank you for sharing your wisdom. It's a really great wisdom that you have there, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to be on your show and to share all these ideas, and I hope that people will find more love in their relationships because of it.
And folks, you know, following these strategies, I promise you, these strategies do work. We have them, you know, Ross and I have them in our relationship, and that's the secret behind our success. And that's very important to have a relationship that lasts, creating that love. So, you know, tune into her website, JaniceHoffman.com. I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show today, folks. It has been a pleasure to have you listening to us today. Next week, we have Garnet Schulhauser with us, and he's going to share how a spirit guide named Albert changed his life and how he can help you change yours. Now, on behalf of our special amazing guest, Janice Hoffman, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.